This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
In many American cities, there are twice as many poor people since the recession began and twice as many rich. Honey, I Shrunk the Middle Class. It's not going to be easy to unshrink it. It's Thursday, November 17th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Celeste Headlee here. John Hockenberry is out today. The disappearance of the middle class, it's not rhetoric, it's happening. Are you in the middle? And do you think you're going to stay there? What you're still talking about, though, is Occupy Wall Street.
Hi, my name is Nicole from Massachusetts. I have a suggestion for the Occupy Wall Street people. I think they should regroup and organize down in Capitol Hill to let the super committee know that they cannot fail at the task they've been charged with.
What do you think? Give us your view at 8778. My take, not Occupy Wall Street, but Occupy DC. Let's start with the headlines this morning, though. President Obama spoke before Australia's parliament. He reaffirmed his decision to send up to 250 Marines to the north part of the country amid the growing power of China in that region.
Our enduring interests in the region demand our enduring presence in the region.
Obama now heads to Indonesia. That's the last country, the last stop in his Asia trip. Occupy Wall Street protesters rally around the nation today to mark the two-month anniversary of the movement. All deportations in this country, about 300,000, will get a review by the Department of Homeland Security beginning today. The goal is to expedite the deportations of convicted criminals and halt those of illegal immigrants with no criminal record. Authorities have arrested a man linked to shots fired near the White House last Friday. Two bullets actually hit the building, according to the Secret Service. At least four people are dead after major storms swept through the southeast. An apparent tornado killed three people in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Another died in Georgia from a fallen tree. That's according to Captain Tim House from the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office.
Just from the looks of things out here, it looks like the tree gave way at the root system and unfortunately fell on top of this person while he was driving up the road.
Possible tornadoes were also reported in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Thousands were without power. If you were affected by the storms, we want to know what the damage is like in your area. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. The Arab League is giving Syria 3 days to stop the violence in its crackdown on protesters during the months-long political unrest in that country. Syria must also accept an observer mission or face economic sanctions. Germany, France, and Britain are also pressing for a UN resolution to condemn the violence. Yesterday, we reported on former Penn State grad student Mike McQueary. In a recent email, he said he stopped the 2002 sexual assault by Jerry Sandusky on a young boy and contacted police. That contradicts what he told a grand jury. But campus and local police there say they have no record of contact from McQueary. And Japan has announced its first ban on rice produced near the nuclear plant that was damaged in last March's earthquake and tsunami. The rice tested above the legal limits for radioactive contamination. Asian markets closed mixed today. European markets are trading down at the moment. Wall Street's expected to have a flat open. The Dow will start at 11,906, the S&P at 1,237, the NASDAQ at 2,640. Coming up... the dulcet tones of Black Sabbath, getting back together, the heavy metal band with Ozzy Osbourne, Geezer Butler, Bill Ward, Tani Iommi. They're going to get back together, record their first studio album since 1978, the first one that includes all the original members anyway. We're going to talk about what to expect from the new album in 20 minutes or so. But as I was talking about earlier, it turns out the middle class is shrinking, and we've got a new study that supports that in a big way. We're going to talk about what it means to be in the middle class. If you are disappearing yourself, we want to get your thoughts. A listener texted this to us. Being middle class means being in the middle of a vice as it closes. Soon it will close and the middle will be no more. You can text us with your thoughts. Send the word take to 69866 or just call us 8778-MY-TAKE.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.